were made on the dance floor. Trends presents Retro Night, a night to remember. This Friday the 13th, we celebrate the good old days, the 80s, 90s, and noughties, all in one unforgettable night at the Lusaka Municipal Sports Club Members Lounge. We've got surprise DJs on the night, and it's just 100 kwacha. The best part, all proceeds go towards the Club Terrace Kitchen Initiative. So come dressed retro, come ready to dance, and relive the moments that made us who we are. It's the Retro Night, presented by Trends at Munich. Then, now, always.
The headlines. Japan grants $7.1 million to support refugee settlements in Zambia, and IBA urges ethical use of AI in broadcasting. The government of Japan has provided grant assistance and supplementary funding totaling over $7.1 million to the United Nations and Zambia to support infrastructure development in refugee settlements and strengthen protection for newly arriving refugees. In a press statement made available to Zanice, Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security, Jack Mwimbu, said the support demonstrates the strong and long-standing relations between Zambia and Japan. The support includes $5.9 million channeled through the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, for basic infrastructure development at Mehewa and Mayukwayukwa refugee settlements in northwestern and western provinces, respectively. In addition, Japan has committed $1.2 million under its supplementary budget to the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, UNHCR, to enhance protection for newly arriving refugees and strengthen social protection measures. Mr. Mwimbu described Japan as an all-weather friend to Zambia, stating that the two countries have maintained relations for more than 60 years without conditionalities. The Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA, has called on broadcasting stations to ensure the responsible and ethical use of artificial intelligence, AI, in their operations. The call comes as Zambia commemorates World Radio Day under the theme, Radio and Artificial Intelligence. IBA Director General Webster Malido said emerging technologies are increasingly shaping content production, programming, and audience engagement in the broadcasting sector. He noted that while AI offers opportunities to improve efficiency and drive innovation, it must remain a supportive tool rather than replace human editorial judgment and accountability. For international news, we monitor the BBC.
President Trump has always been vocal about his views on climate change. He's described the threats posed by global warming as a con job. Mr. Trump has twice withdrawn the United States from the Paris Climate Agreement. On Thursday, he went further, repealing a policy from 2009, which put into law the scientific finding that greenhouse gases endanger human health. This was the basis for all federal regulation of emissions in the U.S. But the decision to remove nationwide limits on carbon dioxide emissions from cars, trucks, and potentially power plants has been fiercely criticized by climate change campaigners. They said that any short-term savings for American consumers would be outweighed by the longer-term health and financial impact of global warming, a view shared by John Kerry, President Obama's Secretary of State, and the man who helped negotiate the Paris Climate Agreement.
The US dollar is trading at 18 kwacha 71 ngwe, the Great British Pound 25 kwacha 52 ngwe, the Euro 22 kwacha 22 ngwe, and the South African Rand 1 kwacha 17 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. Thomas Tuchel says he extended his contract as England manager through to Euro 2028 because of the amazing group of players at his disposal. The German took charge in January 2025, and his time as Three Lions boss had originally been set to end after this summer's World Cup. However, the 52-year-old admitted his connection to the players and to the job itself had grown as England claimed 8 wins from 8 matches to walk through qualifying for the tournament in Canada, Mexico, and the United States. Having enjoyed success with the likes of Borussia Dortmund, Paris Saint-Germain, Chelsea, and Bayern Munich, he has adapted seamlessly to a different type of challenge away from the day-to-day issues he faced at clubs. Osaka is mostly cloudy with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm, mainly later, with the temperature peaking at 25 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be turning cloudy with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm late, with the temperature dropping to as low as 17 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Japan grants $7.1 million to support refugee settlements in Zambia, and IBA urges out of AI in broadcasting. My name is Terence Makondo.
Different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity old day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
This is Rock FM.
You're with the best. Oh, yes, for sure.
One by Lusaka.